Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Welcome in, and this just came down that the city of Philadelphia, another slap in the face to cops, let alone taxpayers, they don't care about the taxpayer part, is awarding $9.25 million to the rabble who were rioting, burning, setting afire police cars. We've been through it many times, the George Floyd summer, and I wanted to make the point. This is how governments react to that violence. $1 billion plus. We don't even know the number. Cops attacked all over the place. You compare that to January 6th. And again, you know me. I'm not excusing any of the people that violated the law there on January 6th. But it's on my mind because Alan Dershowitz is going to be here at 2 o'clock today. We're going to be talking about President Trump, this possible indictment. And Dershowitz, maybe Bill Maher, you know, they're among the last true liberals who value the Constitution. He is defending, Dan, a January 6th law student, top student, who wasn't allowed to graduate because he entered the Capitol, even though Dershowitz says they have videotape evidence he was allowed in. He'll be here at 2, mainly about President Trump, but I will ask him about the January 6th incident. So imagine $9.25 million, $500,000 to go to counseling for people who were disrupted by the brutality of police. Mike, is it any wonder no one wants to be a cop? And he's the double standard on this. Now, who is it that ordered the tear gassing? First of all, the tear gassing happened on 676. What are we supposed to do? It might be traumatic if you got run over. And then we would go after the driver and probably beat him to death there. Also, maybe police shouldn't have used rubber bullets, tear gas, out in West Philly. That group of black entrepreneurs there doing a good job with that. Maybe the police ought to say, oh, well, what are we supposed to do? Don't you understand? This is the George Floyd summer. We're not going to use tear gas. We're not going to disperse the crowd. What are you supposed to do? By the way, as I remember it, the person that ordered or okayed the tear gassing on 676 was Danielle Outlaw. Will she be asked about it? This is such, we're at ground zero right here of the insanity. I think there were four separate federal lawsuits. So you have people that set fire to the city, blowing up ATMs, assaulting cops, rioting. Bill McSwain, thank God, put one of them in jail for a good long time. Actual blowing up, setting on fire police cars in broad daylight, I think at least four, right there in front of people. You remember the ravaging. I guess there's people up in Dan's neck of the woods, Aramingo, that shopping center. Well, it's only property. Let them do it. Just write. It's like Kramer. Write it off. Remember that he tells Jerry, just write it off.
Write it off.
You don't even know what a write-off is, do you? Well, the city of Philadelphia does. They just make it up. Give them $9.25 million. Is it any wonder we have this level and we have this violence and we have people not wanting to be cops? It's amazing. So we're going to try to get John McNesby on. I know he has a lot to say about that police officer. Nicoletti, that they go after. So I guess he should have just let people take over traffic on 676. Dan, I know where they were. You know, I wouldn't say on 676.
Yeah, but like where? Do you know?
Toward Center City.
Okay.
And
like the broad exit?
No, it's before that. No, not on that. No, on the actual highway when you get down around front where you're speeding to move south. That area. That's dangerous. I don't know that people would see you. Maybe people don't have the best reaction. Somebody gets hit, then, oh, my God, here we go again. So how are they going to get people out of there effectively and quickly? They use tear gas. I don't see the problem. Oh, my God. It's this, if we've changed the world here, then you don't see the problem. All right. Now, with President Trump, several things have happened here. If I had to bet, it's less than 50% and going down that we're going to see an indictment tomorrow. But that doesn't mean I don't think Alvin Bragg will indict. This guy crawls with it. And it's some of it is the attorney general. I'll let Dershowitz explain it too. But as I understand it, what they're trying to do is they're trying to marry together a couple of statutes. And they're trying to say that they know definitively that this was a campaign contribution, which is a misdemeanor and usually could be paid with a fine, I guess, that Trump did this in order, the hush money, in order not to have embarrassment as president. Now, proving that's his state of mind, this is going to be a circus of testimony if it happens. You know, couldn't his state of mind be he didn't want to embarrass his family? They'll dismiss that. They'll laugh at it. There'll be testimony that'll be unbelievable. But even if that's what they prove and that's what they did, this is worthy of indicting the president of the United States. Now, on the policy side, how does this play out? Well, Trump, even if convicted on appeal, he'll win. But even as that's gone on, he would not be ineligible to run for the presidency. That won't stop him. And in fact, I think this helps him. There's going to be a lot of mistakes. There's going to be a lot more overkill on Trump. Here is here's Chris Sununu, Dan. This will be cut six. Now, this guy, I think, is full of hot air. He's a Republican. He's the son of John Sununu. He's the governor of New Hampshire. He sees himself as the role that Christie had before, that he might be the Republican nominee if a million different things happen. He doesn't like Trump. But listen to what he said. He talked to people who are not fans of Trump, what he said on national TV yesterday, and how this looming indictment of Trump plays out.
Governor Sununu, always good to see you. Let's start with Trump saying that he expects to be charged by the Manhattan DA. What's your reaction?
Well, again, I think there's a lot of unknowns. I can tell you, I think it's building a lot of sympathy for the former president. I think the fact that I was with coffee this morning with some folks, and there's none of them were big Trump supporters, but they all said, you know, they felt like he was being attacked. And as you pointed out, this is likely some sort of misdemeanor on an issue 7 years ago. This has nothing to do with January 6th. There's folks out there that still think this has something to do with January 6th. So I just think that the not just the media, but really a lot of the Democrats have misplayed this in terms of building sympathy for the former president. And it does drastically change the paradigm as we go into the 2024 election.
There you go. Couldn't agree more. It does. By how much and what way are we going to see this? It depends on how people play it, how it's played out. But it definitely helps Trump. They do it again. Even if he's not indicted now, just all this up and, you know, people are going to say, well, you know, that's unfair. I might have to take another look at this. And they're looking at Alvin Bragg. Man, this is, would Krasner indict Trump? My answer is yes, he would. But he'd be a lot smarter about it.
Would he?
Yes, I think he would, Dan.
He's crazy, though.
He's not like this guy. He's shrewd on those stuff, but I still think he would indict. He would try to move heaven and earth. Yeah, there would be extra little blocks, squares up there of people standing up there. There'd be like 50 people around him as he announced the indictment. And by the way, I indict the cops. I mean, that's tomorrow. I think he would. But this guy Bragg has been as big of a disaster in New York as Krasner has been here, and he's more blatant about it. Krasner, usually there's not memos or whatever, but Dan, listen to this. There is a presumption of pretrial non-incarceration for the following now in New York under this DA, Soros-backed $1.1 million. Remember, that's New York money, Dan. Soros gave $1.1 million to Krasner 4 or 6 years ago. Philadelphia money. This guy only got $1.1 million. So did Krasner.
Really?
But Philadelphia money goes a lot longer than New York money advertising. And it was 6 years ago. So with inflation, Biden inflation.
It works out.
Yeah. Krasner got like three or four times the amount, it appears. So this guy, if you go to New York, realize you're not going to be put in jail for carjacking. You're not going to be held. Witness tampering, domestic violence, arson, kidnapping, use of a child in sexual performance, child endangerment, larceny, bribery, possession with intent to distribute any drug. You're not going to be held. You're going to be out on your own reconnaissance. Any drug. There's a headline. any drug. Alvin Bragg, baby. The Larry Krasner of New York. But he's not as smooth. He's not as driven. So, you know, him doing this is why I think he'll do it ham-handedly. All right, one other thing here, Dan. Is this done, the timing of it now, because they're closing in on the Bidens with all that Chinese money? I got to be in the camp that says no. Not that they wouldn't, but I'm not entrusting this guy. This guy is not skilled, you're going to see, to be able to pull off the timing.
I disagree.
To distract. Well, you love all those.
No, I don't think it's hard. If you have something, if you can believe that there's someone like Soros out there who's organized enough to pay these DAs, how can you not believe that there's someone organized enough to essentially pull the trigger and say, hey, Bragg, do this lawsuit now so we can, turn the news cycle away from Hunter Biden?
Because it's not Hunter Biden. Well, it's the payments to Biden and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Not that they wouldn't try it, but you can't turn stuff like this on a dime when it's a criminal case.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think
why
you
not?
Can. No.
If you have it all ready to go, why not? If you're just
waiting to. Well, they don't. Because now I don't think we're going to have an indictment tomorrow, Dan. The guy testifying today is on the Trump side before the. And it's a grand jury. So, not that they wouldn't do it. But you know what? This will intensify what. I'll give you the other side of the coin. Republicans are going to ratchet up even more on the Biden-China money. And does this really hurt Trump? In what universe? All right, so not that they wouldn't try to do these things. I think they're hard to pull off. Just because Biden, we've heard this before with him. Okay, 855-839-1210. Let me give you this side question. Hard to believe. And I forgot about it until Alan Dershowitz's guy, when I was talking to him yesterday, reminded me. Today is, by all accounts, the 20th anniversary of the start of the war in Iraq. It's hard to believe, 20 years ago. And let me just connect this before I give you the side with President Trump. I think President Trump's greatest accomplishment, we know what Reagan's is. No. The accomplishment of Trump is that he came up with this idea of stopping unending wars. He did it when he was running. He did it again and again and again. And as a result, it's become the doctrine of the Republican Party, except for some neocon rhino types that are there. You see it in Ukraine. It's playing out. And it made his mark when he ran in 2016. But 20 years ago, and think about it, you might have been supported then. This radio station was. We held a big event because of it. You saw the provocation and all that. Let's not rewrite history. A lot of people were supportive, but we saw what happened. Nation building, all kinds of things. 20 years ago. So hit me with something from that decade. The 2000s. It could be a person. It could be an event. It could be a trend, a fashion trend. So I'm going to take off the biggest one, of course, 9/11.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Yep. Pop culture-wise, Michael Jackson's death. Was huge.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe bigger
huge.
At that point than almost any celebrity other than Elvis. I don't know. Yeah, Elvis might have been bigger. And I love this because I hate these things. Ro likes them. Cargo shorts were big, Dan. what do you need? Are you MacGyver? Is that what you need all the pockets for? Let me see.
One.
I got 40 of him here. Okay, so what do you have, Dan?
I'm going to take frosted tips off the board. Hair dye, just the tips, though.
Yes.
And I'll also take Linkin Park off the board. You hear him behind us right now. I think if there's a band that can be considered the soundtrack of the 2000s, I think Linkin Park should be in consideration.
Oh, very nice. Well, I defer to you on that. You enjoyed Muse over the weekend.
Also could be considered a band of the 2000s, but I don't think they're as big and prevalent as Linkin Park was. Amazing concert, though. Incredible concert.
And also, we're happy, and this is what we tried to do. One of the reasons why Republicans are going to win, Ilana Fishbein's event was canceled. She's the No Left Turn education woman, big guest here on transgenderism and the nonsense going on in schools. And I'm not going to say the hotel. We'll ask her that. She'll be here at 1 o'clock with a special guest because Dan and I were going back and forth, and I said, contact this guy. He did, and the guy within a matter of hours had a venue for it. You know what it's like to have this big event bringing in national people, and the hotel just says no. Now, I don't know if they had an indemnity policy. If they wouldn't, they have to pay them, meaning Ilana Fishbein. She's here at 1. But why in America can't you hold a conference? And there's nothing about it that's illegal. Well, they were afraid of protesters. They were afraid their name would be out there as if they're anti-trans. It's a remarkable story. We'll get to it at 1 o'clock today. Thanks to Dan, too, talking with one of our... I don't want to say his name now. You might be able to guess who it is. Put it together instantly that Ilana Fishbein had her event. We'll break it down with them. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. You get in. Love to get your comments. Let's contrast the George Floyd summer. They get $9.25 million with police trying to protect them. And the January 6th crew goes to jail forever. In broad terms, that's what's happened. Where's the equity? Where's the fairness? How many of these people have been paid out that were rioting, burning, and looting? And thank God for Bill McSwain that he was in charge. At least he got some of them at that point. All right, jump in now. Hit me on the side. Something big during that decade is what we're looking. Hard to believe, 20 years ago. It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. By the way, I've been telling you the last 10 days or so, the number of people on the left telling us, what the heck is woke? Why do you keep on calling stuff woke? Yeah, you're not going to win with woke. Jen Psaki over the weekend saying, I boldly predict Republicans better stop all this woke stuff. They won't win in 2024 doing woke. Oh, won't we? It's a tell. It's a tell. They're scared to death because the smarter ones like Psaki, they see Bill Maher over the weekend again. All this woke stuff, sometimes silly, sometimes deadly. People hear it enough. They go, oh, my, I'm not on board. The transgendered stuff alone. I mean, we're thrilled. When I got the text from Dan, uh-oh, the hotel is canceled on Ilana Fishbein, I was like, all right, we have to send Batman into this. He wears a collar, a little hint. He'll be here at 1 o'clock with Ilana because within what seemed minutes, I mean, Dan, I was engaged. It was my hairstyle was time. We were going over different cuts and all that type of stuff at that point.
Yeah.
I couldn't be, reaching out and doing that. Thank God you were able to do it. I mean, there could have been all kinds of problems that could have resulted. I wouldn't be the same.
I've been so disappointed.
So 1 o'clock, you'll hear that story. But it's a perfect example of what people resent. You know, the average person saying, well, wait a minute, a hotel ought to be able to rent to you. You're doing a conference on, as long as you're not breaking any law. In what universe are they scared to death that these activists will come out of the woodwork? Now, we're going to talk at 12:30 with Mike Chitwood Jr. His dad, Mike Chitwood, a former superintendent of police in Upper Darby. And Mike is also a sheriff now. The Chitwoods get around in Florida. He was just recently part of a national case where people were threatening his life and saying all kinds of things because he took on a group there that was threatening people in Valdosta, Florida. He's the county sheriff there. But he has a lot to say, too, about Philadelphia outlaw, people like Krasner. That'll be at 12:30. So we're glad that this ended with Ilana Fishbein being able to do the event. But you can imagine. All the people that were coming to tell them it's going to be in another place, et cetera. Why? After all that careful planning, one was a national guest, that Chloe Cole, who is detransitioning. In other words, early on, she made a mistake. She had a mastectomy, a double mastectomy, I think, et cetera, all the things that go on. And now she's trying to come back to her what she believes her identity is. Well, you get someone like that there. They can't stand that. You're not allowed to say that. That's hateful. So the hotel, it's a national chain. At the last minute, she was on with us. Bang. That's it. I'll leave it up to her to say the hotel and the situation, but it's a typical story of what's going on. All right, I want to commend two people who are realizing no major protest for President Trump for the following reason. You know what it is. FBI and others waiting to weaponize that. Agent provocateurs. Where's that guy Epps? I'd like to know where Ray Epps is today, you know? Didn't the Eagles just lose a guy Epps, defensive back? Maybe Ray Epps can play defensive back for him. Where is he, you know? You go. I'd follow him if I were Fox News, if there's a protest. There were people saying, let's form a patriotic moat around the Trump residence in Florida. Not a good idea to block them. Telling DeSantis to call up the National Guard. Well, that one was Trump to block the entrance. I'm thinking it's less likely it's going to happen tomorrow at this point, but it could happen before the end of the week. All right, let's go to Charles in Camden on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Charles.
Hey, Dom, how are you doing?
Good.
Dan, how are you? Listen, they say the first casualty of war is the truth, right?
Yes.
And the Democrats have demonstrated that over and over again. What got me with that Tucker Carlson show was, remember when the guy, the officer is supposed to be killed, he's in there directing traffic in the Capitol
building? Yeah, Sicknick with a helmet on.
That was enough for me.
Yep.
That was enough for me. But my major point is, with this business with the campaign finance law that Trump supposedly broke,
right?
Isn't he the gold standard in this? John Edwards paid over $900,000 to conceal a relationship he was having while he was married, and there was a pregnancy. And it was construed later on, it was dismissed, it was construed that if a candidate does something that benefits him personally and also simultaneously politically, you can't say he did it strictly for political reasons.
That is so well put. It's on my sheet to ask Dershowitz because he's talked about that, and you're exactly right. And by the way, Edwards was in a more serious realm. He was on the federal level, Charles, as you know. The state level really doesn't have a statute on this. They're cobbling it together, and he beat it on the federal level. Yeah, it's the Edwards standard.
I want to know how they're going to justify this.
Well, because it's New York, just like in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? They want to get Trump. They want to stop him in their mind from running. So they're going to do it. And all it would do is provoke more support, ultimately, for Trump. Thank you, Charles. You know, it has. Do I think Soros would like to do this? Yes. What it has is then people start to say, why should anyone follow the law if you're in places like New York where it's a kangaroo court? Would Soros like to see that mentality so that people are, tearing down the system? Yeah, that's exactly what he wants. He wants chaos, turmoil. Now, Trump had the chance when he was president. A lot of people talk about investigating Soros to see if there's anything illegal here with all this money spread around and all this stuff going on. But he's the number one. Look, he's a genius in his own way. I've said this many times. If you spread $1 million around, say, to the state legislature in New York, they might give you one law corruptly. You know what I mean? But you buy a DA like this Alvin Bragg, who, doesn't know what he's doing. I've read you some of the crimes they don't expect you to be held for. Carjacking, sexual exploitation, and performances of children. No, we don't expect you'll be staying in jail on that. Just put in, you know, your own recognizance, you're out, then show up for court. This is worse than Krasner.
All right, so we have this boogeyman, to use the word of the West, and that's Soros. Yes. What's the end goal in your mind for Soros?
Of Soros?
Yeah.
The end goal is a different society, a more, I'm not sure if we can tell if it's communistic or what. He wants, even though he's a titan of capitalism, he wants to destroy traditional America. That's what the end goal is.
Do you think it has to do – so I just wonder, is he letting stuff get bad as it can be so he has a reason to enforce gun bans?
Well, these are all things along the way. I mean, sure, but I mean he wants to destroy the essence of the country. So, you know, getting rid of gun bans.
So essentially tear it down first so you can build it back in the way that you want?
Yeah. Well, God only knows on that. But the end goal is to – get rid of traditional America.
Yeah.
So things like the Second Amendment, that's part of it. But the bigger thing is to disrupt the entire country.
Hmm.
And this is such a brilliant way to do it. $1 million goes a long way in a DA's race. It really does. It really propelled Krasner to the top. And once they're an incumbent, they're there. But when it comes to buying a legislature, that's a lot tougher. Now, Trump administration, everybody huffed and puffed. Next time we get Jim Jordan on, I'll ask him about that, about Soros. I mean, people huff and puff. Is there nothing that can be done? Is it all legal? They're the ones investigating it. So there are a tremendous number of balls in the air today. Don't forget, side question. Give me something that happened, Iraq War 20 years ago. I'm seeing few people out there say, yeah, well, the Iraq War, we had to do it. It was worth it. If you can remember that time, Dan, we did an event at Valley Forge with 12,000 people, if you can imagine. 12,000 people out there. Some people couldn't get there because of the car jam. They held their own in an adjacent area to Valley Forge. That's how big. People were revved up. We were attacked. I know, you know, the whole thing. And Bush was finally going to move on it. So was that the wrong decision, or was it the way they conducted it? Biggest thing, when you think about it, when you really think that Trump did early on, is this unending war. It's become the canon now of the Republican Party, except for the Mitch McConnell quack, you know, and those people that think Ukraine, do anything you want. Even deep down, throw American lives in there. No. And the Democrat Party has become the party of war. Trump was adamant about that. That is a big accomplishment. All right, let's go to Bill in Monco. Bill, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill. Afternoon.
Good afternoon, Don. Yeah. I wanted to say for that decade, the most significant event was the election of Barack Obama.
That's and, for, well, I would say 9/11 still, but well, we took that off the board. So, yeah, you're right. That was, and you know, the event was so unbelievable. And yet, when people looking at America don't give us credit that America is evolved and they elected Barack Obama twice.
Right. And there's that, and but then there's the after effects of that. We have Joe Biden because of Barack Obama. The election of Barack Obama probably caused the election of Donald Trump. So, you know, besides what happened in 2008.
You know what? That's a good point. You're right. There were this is so big that it's had these repercussions. That's
and we're seeing it to this day.
Yep, that's a good one. That's a very good one. All right.
Big butterfly effect moment there.
Yeah. I'm looking for things that might be, you know, some big fashion trend, something, an event that happened that was more pop culture. It's a big decade.
A listener, Anastasia, wants to know if you've ever had frosted tips in your...
No, I wouldn't do
you
any
didn't get
of that.
Caught up in the fat in the late 90s?
No,
early 2000s.
No. Man, when it comes to the hair, you got to be very careful there. Yes.
Have you ever dyed your hair?
No.
No?
It gets light. It's that period of time it gets really light in the summertime. A lot of sun out there, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Yeah.
I mean, it always looks really good.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yes. Yeah. They did an excellent job. I found a new secret, too. Just a lot of cutting at the back. Oh, it's a
it looks good.
Thing.
Like, whatever you're doing, it does look good.
Well,
is
thank
this
you.
Someone new?
Yeah.
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 I mean, it's not the same, but it's just as good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yes. Also, another one on Twitter when you're talking trends. I'm going to take this one off, the Apple iPhone mania.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
That's
a
biggie.
Huge
yes.
answer.
Huge answer. So think about them. There's a lot of them. Get one that really tickles us a little bit outside the box. Okay, Mike Chipwood Jr., longtime cop here in Philadelphia, law enforcement, goes to Florida, becomes the sheriff of Valdosta County, now involved in a national news story where he was threatened beyond belief because he took on a neo-Nazi group. And they just busted the guy the other day that was one of the people threatening in South Brunswick.
Even made Reddit. I saw a front page of Reddit. People were talking about this 4chaner who got arrested.
It's just well, the stuff this guy, a bunch of them, the stuff they were threatening, and Chipwood threatened right back in pretty graphic terms.
Now, my question for Chipwood is, don't people move to Florida to retire? What's
yes,
the guy doing
yeah,
working?
Yeah,
he's
yeah,
doing
exactly.
it wrong. Come on.
Yeah, and how does Philadelphia look to him from Florida here? I think he's got, he was pretty inside here in Philadelphia. By the way, Dan, speaking of Florida, Miami Beach, not just the deadly shootings. These guys, it's gotten so out of hand, they have boxing gloves, a boxing match on the beach. You know, it's one thing if just casually, but just like 500 people surrounded
the
boxing.
Is it time to bring back the Coliseum?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, give them Pujol sticks or whatever they are. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll talk with him, Alan Dershowitz, at 2. By the way, I got a lot to say about Radiothon. Dan, did you approve this? Greg Stocker says you can bid as a chance to pick the side question of the day for a whole week.
An entire week. I don't know what we're doing.
That's got to be 10 grand at least.
It's either going to end really well or really badly.
Oh, man. Come on. Supposedly these are moronic side questions here, and we say no.
Now, the thing is, though, you got to put it out there. We do screen them first.
Yes.
It's not, you don't get full bore. You can't ask, you know, crazy stuff out there.
Yeah. It's got to be something. They're going crazy for the Radiothon for the Trav course. I'm looking forward to the foursome with Nick Kale over at Bala Country Club. There's a lot riding on that. I hear the bidding starting very, very high on that one. All right, by the time it gets to our show, it's going to be
practice this weekend?
Yes, I did hit about 50 balls this weekend,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got a couple new wedges that I'll have to bring out here and let Nick
in. The sheriff's a great golfer. You think he's a good golfer?
No, he's too busy sheriffing.
That's true.
The Chitwoods are law enforcement through and through.
Hi, man. Richard here?
Yeah.
Can you have him come to the door, please? Well, we'll just got it in a second. Sure, absolutely.
Hello? Richard! They're here!
They're here!
Who they are. South Brunswick Police.
Just so you know, we're audio-visually recording.
Richard,
can you step down here, please? We'll talk. Yeah, come on. We'll talk to you down here.
All right, that's the guy, Dan. He lived at home, never worked, said his mother, and all he did was send out these types of threats.
Richard, they're here.
Yes, they must have known they were coming. Mike Chitwood Jr. was the target, former Philadelphia cop, his dad, Upper Darby, and now the sheriff in Florida. Hey, Mike, welcome back to town. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Dom. And I don't golf.
Well, you're busy causing enough of a ruckus there in Florida. And this made national news on 4chan. So as I understand it, you had these neo-Nazi types, whatever, that were threatening people, right? Hate groups. And you went after them in true Chitwood style, which is very, very direct. They came after you, a failed swatting of your parents' house.
Wow.
But in Upper Darby?
No, they live around the corner from me down here.
Oh, okay. And harassing one of your daughters. Wow. When that happens, Mike, boy, the gloves are off.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The gloves are off. This this clown group is called the GDL, Goyim Defense League. And 2 days prior to our incident here, one of their scumbag clown members ambushed two Jewish Orthodox members as they were entering a synagogue in L.A. And then you fast forward 2 days here in Daytona Beach during the Daytona 500 weekend, they were delivering pamphlets of hate and exterminate the Jews. They went into our Jewish neighborhoods. They were using a projector to broadcast messages outside of the speedway on the facade of the building that actually looked like the speedway was putting out this hate stuff. So I decided that, you know, we have to identify who they are and let the community know what was in our neighborhood. So I held a press conference and I put up the mugshots of the 15 of them or so that were here and put up their criminal histories. Everything in their background from murder to trying to solicit a 14-year-old for sex online. And I wanted everybody to know who these scumbag, cowardly people were that, you know, hit homes, went on private property to drop these leaflets with wood chips that were simulated to be cyanide pills.
Oh,
and then after that, the threats came pouring in, and Central Florida Intelligence Exchange, CFIS, picked up the one where my buddy, who's coming down here to stay at the happiest place on earth pretty soon, the Volusia County Branch Jail, started posting that I am the problem and a bullet in the back of my head is the only way to resolve that problem.
Wow. So he's in your jail now, the guy from...
We're waiting to extradite him to come down here. But, you know, that 4chan, that group, that where this guy that massacred all those people in Buffalo in the supermarket, that's where he got indoctrinated into this radical neo-Nazi stuff that's going on.
Well, Mike, it is incredible to see what you're doing there. Now, our mutual friend John said that, you know, you're in Florida. You had a lot of work here in the Philadelphia police. You've seen a lot of mayors and people that were in charge. How do you assess where we are now? What does Mike Chipwood think?
It breaks my heart, Dom, to see my hometown like that. Not only do I still have Eagles season tickets, so I'm up there 6 or 7 weekends a year with my grandson.
To I saw you at St. Joe's game, right?
Go Birds.
You saw him in a St. Go Birds, right? And I was up there for Officer Fitzgerald's funeral because I had worked with his mom and dad in Philadelphia. I had my honor guard up there, and I have to tell you, in line at the viewing and then outside of the church, talking to members that I knew, young cops that worked for me when I was a sergeant who are now captains and inspectors, and just to hear the frustration in their voice with the administration, the lack of support, what's going on with Krasner, that you're locking up people with guns and nobody's seeing any type of jail time unless you're a cop. It's just is heartbreaking to see a place that you love and you grew up in and know there's so much talent in that department, but yet, you know, they can't hire. They can't hire anybody. They have no leadership. It's sad. The mayor, you know, I remember when he screamed bloody murder when Timoney took our slapjacks off of us, and he was screaming that he was going to get a cop killed.
Yep.
What happened to him?
That's what the people over on 2 Street would like to no, you're exactly right. He had that type of history. Mike, when did you leave and when did you become a sheriff in Florida?
I left in 2005 to become the police chief in Shawnee, Oklahoma. I was there a year.
That's right.
Then 2006, I became the chief in Daytona. I was there for 10 and a half years, got elected in 2016, took office in 2017, got reelected unopposed in 2020.
So do you feel the governor, at least, and others are pro-law enforcement in Florida?
This is unbelievable, Dom, when you look at the legislation that has been passed since 2020 in the state of Florida to protect and give officers the tools that they need to do their job. I was pushing 80 vacancies. I have 500 sworn and about another 500 civilians that work for me. And we're not like the sheriffs in Pennsylvania. We're actually a full-service policing organization. We have 12 openings now. The governor allowed me to have my own academy. There's a $5,000 signing bonus if you come in from out of state with experience and a $1,000 relocation check that he gives you. There's tuition reimbursement if you opt to go to school choice. If you're an officer and you want to move your kid out of public school and put them into a charter school or a parochial school, there's tuition monies available to help offset that cost for you. If you're coming in out of the military, it's the same kind of thing. They waive all the fees. So as a result of that, I have 2 Philadelphia police officers working for me now.
Not surprising, but let's ask you, would you ever consider, let's say somehow or another, because a couple of these people that are running for mayor, we've interviewed them intensely, they'd be looking for either inside the department now or formerly in there, and someone who's managed a pretty big area like you have with the 500 employees and 500 civilians, would you ever consider coming back and being a commissioner here?
You know, Bear Bryant had a great saying: "When Mama calls, you drop everything and you run home."
Yes.
But I don't know, because I'll tell you what the problem is. I don't care who you get as a police commissioner. If you got a prosecutor that's not prosecuting violent crimes,
right?
You're in trouble. I mean, we're lucky. We're blessed down here. The prosecutor in our judicial circuit, R.J. LaRizza, the guy goes, you get a gun arrest, you get a crime of violence, the guy's going after you. You know,
where are you located for listeners, Mike? Where's your county?
If Volusia County is the East Coast, we're on the East Coast of Florida. Just think Daytona Beach. Daytona Beach is one of our cities.
Okay.
We're our population's about 580,000, and geographically, we're the size of Rhode Island.
Ah, okay. All right. So that's a sizable area. So what happens next now with this group that you've been telling us about, Mike Chipwood?
Well, you know, obviously we're working with our other law enforcement partners. There was a synagogue was defaced over in Sarasota over the weekend. There was an incident in West Palm Beach that I think if you go to my sheriff's office webpage, Volusia Sheriff Facebook, they were down there doing their protesting thing, and they basically eviscerated this young black officer. You could only watch the video for about a minute to see what they did to him. And then what they did was after the protest was over late that night, because they had his name and they researched him on Google, they sent pizzas to his house to let him know in a subtle threat, hey, we know where you live. And then the next night they slashed the tires on his personal vehicle in his driveway. So this is what we're dealing with.
Well, I'm glad you're there. We'd rather have you here, though. How's Dad doing?
He is doing. He's doing well. He's not adapting too well to retirement. I mean, he's retired, I think, 3 years now. He's still in the gym at 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, I knew that.
Out on his bike at 9, and then he aggravates my mother's life the rest of the day.
Sounds like the Chipwoods. Hey, Mike, thank you so much. Congratulations on this, and again, love to talk with you as this continues.
Thank you, Dom. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Mike Chipwood Jr. here. I don't remember quite, you know, the acorn doesn't fall far from the stuff that Mike Chipwood did over in Upper Darby. All right, phone lines.
Seems like a really good guy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, they are.
Well, I'm trying. So you had me, like, reach out to him last week.
Yes.
Booked him. And I've been wondering this entire time. I can't really gather a political affiliation for the guy.
Yeah.
I think it's super refreshing.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah, well, they're law and order. Whichever party's going to be more law and order, but they're not anti-Democrats. I know he's worked inside Philadelphia. He was a mayor's bodyguard, stuff like this and all. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not the current guy. What happened to Jim Kenney? He's right. Kenney said take away slapjacks. You know, these were, what do you call them? Not nightsticks. They called them slapjacks. Cops are going to get killed. What would Kenney say today? Can you imagine this idiot? $9.25 million settlement, $500,000 for counseling because of the poor people and what happened during the George Floyd summer. Let me ask you, how about the rest of us in the Philadelphia area? How about where Dan is, Aramingo Avenue? The guy that was my hero is that guy that was the security guy at that shopping center that stared these people down.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember that video?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
The overhead helicopter shot, and you just see him standing there.
Yeah,
like the
guarding
Hulk,
us. Yeah.
Just, yeah,
exactly.
Run the other way.
All right, more calls coming up. 855-839-1210. You get on. Oh, I see Jack's got a clever answer, Dan. This could be the winner coming up, or close to it. It is 20 years ago on this date. We had the start of the Iraq War, and I'll give you a little bit more, too. We're going to have a lot of fun with Radiothon for Travis Mannion this Friday. Great guest stopping by. But I'll let you know some of the things you will be able to bid on, too, at some point today. 855-839-1210. Dom Giordano Show, welcome in. A little bit later in the show, a school district, the North College School District, I got to get their exact location here a little bit later. They are going on a four-day week for teachers because they say how difficult everything has been, COVID, et cetera. Now, teachers will come to school on that fifth day. Unless they want to go to a doctor, a dentist, or some personal business, then they don't have to go.
Cincinnati.
Oh, it's in Cincinnati. All right, full details in the 1 o'clock hour. But imagine after all this, all the problems with the teachers union, this guy, we got to get this guy on. I mean, the superintendent there, the North College Hills School District, Superintendent Eugene Blaylock, claimed the district made the move to alleviate teacher burnout. Oh, man. Hard to believe, huh?
I just want some Skyline chili now. I gotta tell you, man.
All right, maybe everybody that
give
went
me a 4 day week and 3 days of Skyline chili, and I'll be
Now, man. Apparently, you have to end up at the school most of the time on that day, and you're going to be collaborating with other teachers, talking about lesson plans and all. All right, more details on that coming up. Let me go to Jack in Gloucester City, though, on our side question: something big, trend, fashion, person, event. In the 2000s, this is the 20th anniversary of the start of the Iraq War. All right, Jack, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom and Dan, how are you? Good.
Good
afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Before I enter the contest, I was just talking to Jimmy briefly. I'm a I'm the board chairman emeritus of Best Work Industries for the Blind. They advertise on 1210 on occasion.
Oh, great.
And I'd love him to come over. I didn't realize that he was sight impaired until recently. I'd like you to stop over to Cherry Hill and Alden Road and someday and visit the place and see 100 blind people sewing and making wow. things. They're all self-supporting through their own efforts, you know, so that's great. Anyhow. The most dramatic event I remember in the year 2000 was a non-event. Actually, it was a Y2K event. On the first minute of 2000, everything was supposed to go down. Computers, planes are supposed to stop, and cell phones are supposed to go down. And I had friends that are consultants that made thousands of dollars telling people how to crash-proof their computers and all that stuff. And absolutely nothing happened on that date.
That is a great one. Thank you, Jack. Thanks for the invite, too. Dan, that's very
awesome.
Good. I was just coming over to the station then, and I'm at a meeting, and the head program director, Dan, this is like five program directors ago, Dan, was refusing to be in the station at midnight. There was a showdown because the guy that ran CBS, who was CBS Radio then, said everybody, every program director, general manager will be at midnight right before Y2K was just to make sure of everything going off. That's how big of a deal it was.
Did they think the radio station was just going to completely go kaput?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was filling
in. Like even the program directors?
Yes, possibly. I was filling in a New York station, and I remember hustling home, get home before Sunday.
What was the fear? That there would just be like missiles fired off? And
yes, planes gone down, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, we milked it for 6 months before that. Talk radio every day.
I mean, Y2K. Loved it.
There were Y2K emergency supplies, what to do with this, that, and the
other. So you had, like, ads running with,
wow. Arm yourself. That. Oh, my God. It was a cottage industry. Billions and billions, right? That is a great answer. All right, we're getting good ones here. Coming up, Ilana Fishbein and a mystery guest. We have this dilemma. Big chain hotel drops her because of her seminar on transgenderism. Was supposed to happen on Saturday, and this person came through in a nanosecond to get a spot. It's a sign of the times. And I'll tell you about these teachers who are burned out and only have a four-day week. All that straight ahead.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.